right. World famous Phil Henry Show of the El Pacifico here in Southern California. And I welcome you aboard here for today, the 12th day of August, 2012. Margaret?
Well, thank you, Phil. I wanted to get this moment out of the way because we have Ron Tarner on.
Now, just so people know, I don't know what it is, you guys.
That's right. You don't know what we're going to talk about, Margaret.
Yeah, you don't know what we're going to talk about. It's important. It is something that I didn't think I could bring up to you for fear that you might not have allowed it.
Yeah, that was our big, you know.
So you guys were afraid of bringing something up to me for fear that I would not have allowed this on the air.
Yeah, Phil, and don't, you know, if you don't mind, Phil, please don't make it so this is a shock to you because you know you control the content.
You do, Phil.
No, I know I control the content. I'm just asking the question.
Yeah, you said. No, Margaret said better run it by.
I said let's run it by Phil.
We've got Dr. Ron Tarner. You want to go ahead, bud?
No.
All I want
to... No. I want to find out what this is about.
All right, Phil. No. What are you... You're finger wagging like you're a little boy sitting there in the big shoe with the old lady in the shoe. And you're the eldest son and she's about ready to bust with another kid.
Yeah, you're going, no.
Right.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, my God. Did you hear Philly went?
Yeah, sure.
Phil, this is important.
All right, let's get this guy. I mean, let's get on Dr. Ron Tarner. I know Dr. Ron Tarner. I think he's a wonderful man, and I appreciate. Where is he, bud?
Line three.
No, he's not on line three. Line two. Hey, sorry, Ron Tarner. Ron, how you doing?
Hey, Phil. I'm great. Thank you very much for having me on the program, and I want to thank Margaret and everyone for allowing me to sort of take the lead on this.
Well, what we wanted to do, Ron. Let me tell Phil what the problem is, and then, Ron, you fill in the blanks.
That sounds very good.
The problem, Phil, is it's not really a problem. Ron alerted me to this because he monitors a lot of the chat, the fan chat at BSP page and at the main fan page. This, the time you're spending with Jackie.
Yeah, okay, let me take it from here.
Now, we're not criticizing this.
Oh, okay. Now I get it.
Let me take it from here, okay?
Yeah, but we're not criticizing.
No, we're not criticizing. We're trying to say...
You let me take it from here in the name of...
All right, sorry, Ron.
I wanted to do this because I don't want Phil thinking that we're jumping all over you, Phil, like we're dropping a leg over your face, basically, and just going, you know what,
That was unnecessary.
Well, it was a crude way of putting it, but I'm trying to say...
What are you trying to say?
I'm trying to say... This is an issue that I think a lot of people are... Are you spending more time with Jackie because you're getting bored with doing your show? Are you spending... Are you tired? What's going on?
I'm not spending more time... Look, first of all, this comes as a...
Well, I mean, I told him that this would be kind of a surprise to you because you don't think you're spending that much time with her.
Oh, no, I mean... Well, what is it, Phil?
Yeah, because there's a lot of people over the BSP page who are grousing and, you know how fans are. They complain, they grouse, they grumble... They think that you are the reason for their existence. And I always am. I'm over there all the time. I'm always saying, listen, Phil, I don't say listen, Phil. I say listen, comma, Phil.
No, I understand you. And by the way, Ron was a...
Hold on, Phil. I wanted to finish this.
I want to let people know why you are speaking on behalf of the fans. You were a fan before you became like a regular guest and contributor.
That is correct, yes. I used to listen to Phil doing his radio show, and I stayed with him through his podcast. And, and now I've been over on the BSP page. I lurk around there. I should use the word lurk, I guess.
Well, you know, a lot of people over there, when I told them that it was going to be you, Ron, they said, wait a minute, we didn't even know he was a fan. And I said that you were lurking, and then I said, excuse me.
Yeah, see, that's an unfortunate word. Boy.
All right, well, don't get hung up on it.
I do. I apologize for that.
Well, it makes me look as if I'm looking at bedroom windows and going, yee. See what I'm saying?
No, I don't think it does. And if you don't mind me weighing in, because this is about me.
No, go ahead, Phil.
I don't think it does, Ron. You are a fan. What I'm getting from you guys...
Let me finish, because there's a lot... I'm sorry, Phil, but there's a lot more.
Go ahead, Ron. I'm sorry. We did preempt you.
Yeah.
All right, Ron. Well, don't go, yeah. We're trying to do the best we can.
I didn't go, yeah. I did it like a white...
See, he just said that again, Mr. Henry.
God damn it.
No, don't you dare.
Ron, I heard that you were saying things over there... Like, do it like a white man. What does that mean?
It's an old expression. God damn it.
Man, what does that mean, man?
It's an old expression, Robert. I don't use it anymore. I fell into it. I apologize.
All right, let's just be civilized people. Everybody's a friend here.
Man, that is racist, man.
I agree it was racist at one time.
Well, you're the guy that did it.
You were about to say, do it like a white man, and...
Yeah, okay, I'm sorry. Is this going to become an issue, Phil?
Just go ahead. Robert, are you all right with that?
Yeah, I'm all right. Yeah, you said it. If it was me, you wouldn't say it.
You're right, I wouldn't. It's all right. Go ahead, Dr. Turner.
What I'm trying to say, forgive me, Robert, there are a lot of bad habits a lot of us have. I'm not the only one. I'm Dr. Ron Turner.
Yay!
Oh, yeah, right.
Anyway...
What is your name is Dr. Ron Turner. It sounded like Ron Tata.
Well, I said Dr. Ron Tata.
You've got a nasal condition.
I don't have a nasal condition. I have allergies. Do you mind? Is that all right?
Everybody?
Yeah, that's fine.
It's all right with me.
Okay.
I just noticed you said, I'm Dr. Ron Tata.
Because I've got allergies.
The guy's got hay fever, okay? Give it a rest.
All right.
So I was over, yes, lurking.
Ron, I'm not saying you're a perv with one hand gripping it and the other hand waving goodbye. I'm saying, if you'll let me finish... If you'll let me finish, I'm saying I used your word. You're lurking and you're looking.
I'm looking, lurking, and listening, yes. And the word was, Phil looks like he's going to start to, deprive the listeners or avoid the show, and we want to make sure that's not the case.
Okay, do I get to talk now?
Yes, please.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, except I do want to follow up with some questions.
Fine, you can follow up with some questions.
That's the job we gave Bud to do.
All right, Bud.
But you don't talk to him. You talk to all of us.
You mind? Come on, Margaret.
Come on, Margaret. Come on. You talk about me gripping it and waving goodbye. You're there going, finger, finger, whoops, look what I found.
You know something? If I were in the same room with you, I'd shove an ice pick into your throat.
You heard it. Everyone's witness to that.
That was the most crude thing.
You guys, I'm going to hang up on everybody if you don't shut up. Now, what is the story here?
I'll remember that.
What I'm saying, Phil, is the following. You're the one that started out...
Okay, goodbye, everybody.
No, Phil, please don't do it.
Then start talking.
All right. We've got a bunch of people who believe that you are spending a lot of time with Jackie, and it seems to be the most important thing in your life right now, and the show is taking a back seat, and it may not be the best work you're doing.
All right. I appreciate all of that criticism. I don't necessarily disagree with that. I don't agree with it. I think I'm working within the confines of my life. We all work within the confines. We all work within the context of our lives. No matter what our job, we all have the effects of those of what happens in our lives affecting us as we work. All right, is that too... Bud, you got the crinkled up face.
I don't understand.
You understand what he's saying, Bud. It means if, for instance, something bad is happening in your life, or good, it's going to make you either happy or sad when you go to work.
What?
Dickman, get it or don't get it. Either way, shut up.
Whatever.
You're kidding, right?
Sort of.
All right, then knock it off, will you?
Dickman, you know, you're only hurting all of the rest of us in the fan community. We're trying to get to what's going on with Phil.
There's nothing going on with me. If you want to know the facts, I'm very happy. I'm the happiest I've ever been. I mean, it could be the happiest I've ever been. That's a crazy statement. That's an extreme statement. But that's quite possibly true. If I look back in my life, the only time I was ever as happy is when I landed my gig in L.A. And I was happy to be coming home to Los Angeles. That was it. And that, you know, that was over 20 years ago. That was as happy, not happier. Now, my life's good. Now, as it pertains to my work.
Yeah, see, this is what, because the rest of it, we don't really... We do care, but we don't care.
In other words, the fans care about your happiness, Phil, but not that much.
Exactly.
Great, okay. So,
well, Phil,
never mind. So, has the show suffered? I will say this. When you're going about your day, and you are with someone you care about, and you want to show her this, and you want to show her that, and you want to show her the world, man, and...
You got to be careful, you know. Yeah, you got to be careful, huh?
You understand, you do have to be careful with that.
Be careful with what?
You're talking about show her the world.
Yeah.
What, all 69 states?
Okay, he's been hung up on. Anybody else want it?
Oh, my God.
Phil, I'm just sorry. Sorry, your minds just went into the sewer where they usually go.
Mr. Henry, if our minds go into the sewer, you're steering the paddle boat. I'm Bud Banger.
You're Bud Dickman.
I'm Bud Dickman, yeah.
Yes, and applaud yourself, but only start afterward.
I'm Bud Dickman.
Now. Oh, boy. Wow.
Well, don't look at us as if we are just a collection of freaks, like we're Todd Browning's freaks. And I'm standing on a tabletop going, one of us, one...
Call Ron back.
I don't know if he'll take the call.
Call him back. Yes, he will.
Hi, Ron. It's Bud. He's here.
Yeah, I'm right here, Phil. Are you, I wasn't going to take the call, but I guess I will.
Yeah, great. I apologize for hanging up on you, Ron. All 69 states? No.
Wow, so...
None of your business. What I'm telling you is the following thing. You want to show her everything, and that can intrude. I'll give an example. Last night, well, a better example, last Friday, when I picked Jackie up from the airport, we went out to Shadows, Moon Shadows in Malibu. We had drinks. We had dinner. It was a lot of fun. She was just in from Florida. She wanted to see California, you know, as she always does. And I thought maybe dinner by the ocean would be great. Moon Shadows, beautiful place. We had dinner. Did I have a couple of pops? Yes, I did. Was it evident during the chat?
See, right there, Phil. People were very concerned about your slovenly and drunken manner. Now,
thanks a lot for that, Ron. I get it, and I know it was slovenly and drunken and everything else. I apologize for that. I hope that people will simply say, wow, you know, there's one for Phil. He's, you know, having a ball with his girlfriend. Okay.
Yeah, right. But then, you know, this goes back many months. It goes back many, many months.
You know what? If you don't get that hay fever fixed...
I'm doing the best I can with what I got, okay? I got an appointment with an endocrinologist. What the hell is it? It's an epidemiologist.
You mean a guy that knows about hay fever?
What? Yeah, whatever doctor that is, Jesus H.
That would be an allergist.
Yeah, now I've got an appointment with an allergist. Actually, I've got an appointment with a guy named Al Urgist. I'm kidding. I've got an appointment with... Don't hang up. Please don't hang up.
All right, I was just about to.
Okay, I'm sorry. But let me just get back to the point.
Yeah, do it and do it fast.
All right. Phil, we feel that while you can have fun with your girlfriend, and there are great many things you do, like when you go to Florida, you promised us new shows. What did we get? We got a new pre-show, but we got regular old, retrofitted show. What do you call those?
Encore shows.
Yeah, encore shows. That disappointed a lot of people. Not so much me. I remember I had a hard time with it. The first day you were on the air in Florida, when you went back, I'll never forget, it was April. Was it April, Phil?
April 29th, yeah.
Yeah, you went back for the first time to visit Jackie. And I remember hearing that first encore show and wondering, well, what are you guys doing? Now, I know that you, were having fun, and you're also concentrating on the show. But I remember, this is hard for me to say, but I remember sitting down after breakfast and attempting, you know, to...
You're not going to talk about having an elimination, are you?
I'm telling you, it was very difficult.
What's that got to do with Phil being in Florida?
It was difficult because I remember thinking, ouch, you know, everything hurt. That's all I'm saying. So
I think you're full of crap. I think you're making that up.
No, I'm not making it up. I'm a doctor, Phil. Okay, so I can't make that stuff up.
Oh, my ass, you can't make stuff. You guys are clown. Now, listen, I respect and love my BSPs. I respect and love however many fans that I have. God knows I love you guys. But I refuse to believe you guys aren't trying to get a couple of laughs in. And this thing about you sat down to take a dump the first...
I did. That's not a first, Mr. Henry.
It is. Oh, bullshit. Well, there were people talking. That's why we didn't bring it up to you. We didn't bring it up to you because there were a lot of people talking. I said, he's never going to believe that.
Exactly. You asked me for specifics. I give you specifics. You asked me to report for the fan base. I report for the fan base. What do you want from me? I'll do everything that I can.
Ron, I want you to be happy. You got a new girlfriend. You have your son. You got your career. I want you to be happy.
Right. But one of the things that makes me happy is the Phil Henry Show. And when you're slapping ham...
Oh, is that what I'm doing?
When you know you're done. When you're spanking it, though, you got a brand new girlfriend, you spank ham. You know?
Phil, that is a crude way of saying you're kind of lollygagging about.
Lollygagging?
Lollygagging about. Are you doing that or are you not? Are you concentrating on your work? Yes, I am. I'm working hard. As a matter of fact, I got a couple of other things. I got a couple of other irons I got in the fire that I will not share with anybody because it's got nothing to do with radio or my podcast or anything else like that. But yeah, I got a lot of shit going on, if you want my honest, you know.
And that's another thing. People are not liking the language.
A lot of people don't like the language. They think it's gratuitous, Phil. I tell them that's how you talk.
I apologize, folks, but I figured why be a phony about it, right? And all this language go by, I get so upset with all the language on the show that I finally let rip with one. Phil, you know, you're so beside yourself with anger right now. I'm not angry. I'm not angry at all.
Phil, you just went, I'm not angry.
Margaret, you ought to hear yourself these days.
Yeah, I will say, Margaret, you're sounding more and more butch. It sounds like if there were, I'm not saying there are testicles that need to drop, but if there were...
If I see you anywhere out on the street, Turner, run.
Oh, come on.
I'm telling you, if I see you out on the street, you better just start to run in the opposite direction that I'm heading.
Okay, that would...
You know what I'm talking about.
Wait a minute. So, have we cleared this BS up? Well, Phil, if you think it's BS...
You think it's BS, huh?
I'm sorry. I shouldn't say, have we cleared... I am totally devoted to this show.
This is what... that's what we want to hear.
Yeah. See, that's it. That's all we want to hear. Are you devoted to this show? Yes, God Almighty, yes. It's my life. The only thing that I've had in my life. Now I have a beautiful woman in my life who I love very much. I go out. I have a life outside of my work. That only makes your work better. Okay?
Well.
Yeah, that's...
A lot of people would disagree.
Well, guess what? They're going to be very, very pleasantly surprised. It's making it better, okay?
Now, you're going to go out tonight, and I know that this is last night. This show is being played back a day later. You're going to go, and you're going to look at the stars, right?
There's a meteor shower on the 11th and the 12th, so it could be happening tonight. We could be going back out tonight as well. On August 11th and August 12th...
Wait, hold on for just a minute.
But
Hold on. On August 11th and August 12th, there's a meteor shower...
There's a bean shower. What is that?
A meteor shower. What a...
What a what, Tartar?
Nothing. There's a meteor shower. That means you and Jackie will go out there on the beach. You'll have a blanket. You'll lay out. You'll look at the meteors. Is that it?
That's none of your business what we're going to do. How about that? We're going to go out.
Oh, my God.
We're going to go... I'm going to tell you what we're going to do. We're going to go out. Yeah, we'll have a blanket, lay out there, and look at the meteors showering down from the heavens. This is a big meteor shower. If you guys haven't heard about it...
Phil,
wait a minute. A big meteor shower that a lot of people may or may not have heard about. I suggest if you live anywhere where you're not near a lot of city lights, if you can go out to a field or a beach or anywhere, the mountains, anywhere where there is not a lot of city light, artificial city light, and there is no full moon that I know of anywhere, the moon rises later on tomorrow morning, like 12:54, something like that. I don't know what kind of a moon it's going to be, but the point being, anywhere where there's not light, you're going to see one hell of a show, according to the meteorologists.
Those would be me, okay?
Well, then why don't you know about it?
I know about it. I didn't say I didn't know about it. I'm just telling you. I don't want to see you pulling it out there, spanking ham, with your eyeballs glued at the horizons, looking at the marvelousness of this meteor shower, and not think about the business at hand. I'm the guy that looks at meteor showers, and if they're well worth looking at, I'll let you know. That's the thing I'm trying to say.
Yeah, well, I had to find out about it from some meteorologist, God damn it.
It's called an astrophysicist, cosmologist, astronomer, okay? And yeah, you would have heard about it from me if I thought you were worthy, but so far people are telling me that you're banging the dog with your show. That's all I'm trying to say.
Thanks a lot, everybody, for saying I'm banging the dog with my show.
Hey, those are my terminologies.
Yeah, all right. Well, no, I'm not. I'm going to be on it, and I will report back on the show tomorrow as to the meteor shower that we saw, and I hope that that's good enough for you.
Well, one other thing. I don't want anybody going out there and saying, hey, Rod Tartar didn't know about the meteor shower. Yes, I do all about the meteor shower, okay?
It sounds like bean shower.
Meteor shower.
Right. It sounds like you're saying beanie shower or something.
A shower of beanies? Sorry, Ron.
Yes. A meteor shower. Yes, I do all about it. God damn.
All right, Ron. Sorry. Thank you very much for interceding on behalf of the fan community.
Thanks a lot, Ron. We appreciate it.
We do, man.
Yeah. I care very much about your show, Phil. Yeah, I care about meteor showers. I care about beady showers.
Sorry.
But I care about you, and that's what I want to call and talk about.
All right, Ron. I love you, brother. Thank you.
And I love you, Phil.
All right. Thank you very much. I hope that I am doing my best. I'm trying my best. Yeah, Jackie's important to me. Yeah, she's a part of my life. She's a part of everybody's life now. She's a part of the show's life. She's a piece of all of us. And the Phil Henry Show has gone through a great many different changes down through years. It has been record-breaking. It has been intergalactically known. It has gone into its digital phase. We've gone a lot of places and done a lot of things. We still have many places to go, many things to do, many people to see before I sleep. Isn't that what the...
Robert Frost?
Yeah.
No, that's not even close.
Who's Robert Frost?
Robert... Oh, boy.
Oh, Robert Frost. Yeah. All right. Sorry. All right, Ron, thank you. And I will continue to rely on you and the BSBs and everybody here, you, Bud, Robert, Margaret.
Thank you very much, Phil.
And you, of course, General Shaw, for your input.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, well, I'm kidding around. God damn. A guy can't have two or three laughs in this thing.
Yeah, just trying to have a couple of laughs.
You gotta have a couple of laughs or laughs?
He needs laughs.
All right, thanks a lot, Ron. Everybody, we'll be right back. World famous. Who is that guy?
Who, that ugly guy on TV?
Yeah.
Ain't that Donnie Wahlberg?
Not Donnie Wahlberg. That's Donnie Wahlberg's the host of the show. That's one of the criminals he's talking about.
Oh.
Get out of here, man. We'll be back. World famous Phil Henry Show. Coming up is Tom Dawka. And Tom Dawka has Nickelback news. Are you ready for this? Who? Nickelback.
Oh, the band from like the 90s.
Yeah. Well, we're going to hear all about Nickelback and what Tom Dawka, I don't know. Coming up, world famous Phil Henry Show. The world famous Phil Henry Show, brought to you by
Foreman's Flour, a wonderful baking treat. Make cookies, cakes, all kinds of pastries, donuts, everything your heart desires with Foreman's Flour. Get it in the hefty 10-pound bag, put it on your face, and go, ooh, I'm a ghost.
Foreman's Flour, since 1828. Hey, this is Rick Sanderhall, heard every morning on WAWAWO. That's 6 to 9 a.m. every morning on WAWAWO. I'm here to tell you all about the fish hook. It helps pull your underwear out of the crack of your ass. But really, I'd just like to tell you about my radio show, WAWO, WAWO, every morning, 6 to 9. Yeah, go ahead and buy the fish hook. Get a credit card out and buy it. It's right here. The fish hook pulls the, you know, the wedgie out of your ass. Anyway, I'm Rick Sanderhall. My show, WAWO, WAWO.
Okay, that's like 8 call letters now.
I'm sorry, WAWOA.
5, that's good.
Rick Sanderhall and the fish hook. Tell him Rick sent you, what, whoever the hell you're talking to. Yeah, welcome back to world famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. Here's Mr. Henry. Thank you very much, Robert. Tom Dawka joining us. Look at Tom, I got no problem with you at all. I think you're a good guy. I just, Tom Dawka is a radio consultant from Chicago. You seem to think I don't like you. No, it's not that I don't like you. I don't like the fact that David Hall is always having you call me.
Look, Phil, let's start all over. My name is Tom Dawka, okay? I'm a radio consultant. I know how to do radio. And I've been doing it for, and I'll do it the best of my ability. Consult radio, you know? We're all a little bit, we're all caught off guard by this situation that we're in. I think everybody knows. Turn the radio down, will you, Clem? Everybody knows we're in a very delicate situation, one that is causing a great deal of fear and panic, one that has got people afraid to leave their homes. It's got people afraid to make a move for fear that they're going to become infected with some kind of a disease, you know, that's going to affect the...
What does that coronavirus have to do with this?
I'm sorry?
I don't think he's talking about the coronavirus. You're not talking about coronavirus, are you?
I'm not talking about it. I'm talking about the fact that there's no more radio for radio consultants like me to move in.
You're making it sound like it's the coronavirus pandemic.
For the coronavirus, yes, that's bad. I don't know. What are we talking about here?
You're talking to Phil about why you're calling him. You were going to talk about Nickelback.
Yeah, I'm talking about Nickelback. But here's the reason why I'm calling you, Phil, is because... I thought you were talking about what has really devastated the radio industry over the last 10 years, and that's the fact that there is no more radio to consult. And as a result of that, I've had to butt into the digital platform where you own your own material, you own your own show. In other words, there's no... It's hard to say this, but there's no talent left to push around. You know?
There you go, baby. That's... I knew you could get to it. There's no talent left to push around.
You know, Phil, I think you sound very bad to your audience. They're going to listen to you, and they're going to think that you are a snooty, snotty little brat.
No, I didn't say it. You said it, Tom, that you can't just call up a talent someplace and say, here's what you got to do, here's the record you got to play, here's the stuff you got to say. That doesn't exist anymore, does it?
Let me do this, Phil.
Does it, Tom?
Let me do this, Phil.
I'd rather talk to Margaret, if you don't mind.
Go ahead.
And yes, Phil, you are the host of the show, so you're the boss, but I'm going to do this. Tom, obviously Phil is having a hard time with his attitude. He comes from radio as talent, if you'll call him that, quote unquote.
Yeah, sure, that's great, Margaret.
Is he going to get the butt his face in?
Phil, so Phil comes from radio as quote unquote talent, and has an attitude, and it's a negative attitude to radio consultants and so on and so forth. But here's the thing that I think we need to make clear to people. You were and are a consultant of audio entertainment, radio. You do digital. Are you working in Europe now?
I do a lot of consulting of European stations because the European radio is still, you know, alive and well. I mean, there's people in Europe, they want to Tom Dawka to talk about stuff.
All right. But here in the United States, where you used to be able to call up a radio station and tell the program director what to do, or tell the talent what to do, you can't do that anymore.
No, I can't do it anymore.
And the reason for that is what?
The reason is all of a sudden this so-called talent, like you said, like Henry, these people, they own their show. They're the boss. They own the show. And I'm supposed to go, and David Hall says to me, call him up, tell him what to do. I say, I try to call this guy up.
I'm not going to do. Phil, so when you call up someone who owns his own material, owns his own show, owns essentially his own effort, there isn't a whole lot you can tell him. You can consult with him.
All right, I can consult with him. That's what I do. I'm a consultant.
All right, so what if you don't mind, Margaret, what is this thing, Nickelback? What is that?
All right, Nickelback is a band. I don't know anything about Nickelback, and I don't know if Phil does, but Nickelback, August 14th, Nickelback, they're going to do something. The one is, a lot of people have said it's going to be a documentary, or the new album's going to drop, or something's going to drop, you know. It would drop out of their rear end for all I know. But
Nickelback is kind of lame.
A lot of people don't like Nickelback. You know, it's probably not a good brand for Mr. Henry to tie his name to. I don't know anything about it.
Well, I'm not asking you, Phil, and frankly, I didn't ask these other... The other...
See, that's just it. You should speak with Robert and Bud with some respect, you know.
Okay, Robert and Bud.
Just, you can speak to them with a little bit of respect. Robert is a very intelligent young man. He is black. And Bud is damaged neurologically.
So I got to talk to a black guy.
Hey, wait a minute. What is this anyway? You don't have to talk to me at all.
I'm sorry. I'm coming from the old school, you know.
Never mind. Let's just... You should speak with respect to them.
You know, I'm coming from an old school.
Hey, man, what is this today? I got to take some stuff from Ron Turner. Now I got to take this stuff from this guy?
Yeah, you know what? Maybe we should conclude this phone call. Unless you can bring yourself into the present moment, which is Nickelback. Now, I'm very interested in this.
Yeah, well, all right, I'm fine. I'll bring it to Nickelback.
Man, I don't know from Nickelback, man. I just know these racists today.
Yeah, you know, you got to cut out the racism. You too, man. Well, I didn't do anything wrong.
Wait a minute. Is this how it's going to go, Margaret? I've got it, Phil, don't worry. Nickelback. Focus, Tom.
All right, here, Nickelback. Yeah, you're right, Nickelback. I'm just trying to tell Phil Nickelback. I'm trying to tell Phil it's Nickelback. He's got to get on that, because...
Look, I got to get in here. Go ahead. Why do I got to get on Nickelback?
I mean, you know who Nickelback is, right?
I've heard of the band, yeah.
Have you heard their music?
I probably haven't. That shows you what an old guy I am, but I probably haven't.
Yeah, Mr. Henry, a lot of people don't like...
Wait a minute. So you don't know, but you know who they are.
Yeah, I know who they are. I mean, my stepkids listened to them in the 90s, is that it?
Well, I mean, more than just the 90s. The Nickelback comes from Canada, okay? And they got an album that's or something's going to happen on the 14th.
Yeah, I got that.
Okay, all I'm saying is you might want to just tie yourself. I want you to wrap yourself around Nickelback for the next 2 days.
All right, so how's he supposed to do that?
Yeah, how do you want me to do that?
All right, like every day you can say, hey, it's Phil Henry, and this is the Phil Henry, we're watching Nickelback show, you know. Phil Henry here, always my eye on Nickelback. I don't know.
Tom, do you even know why Nickelback is significant?
No, I don't.
Then what are you asking me to do this shit for?
Because I thought it would... What I'm trying to do is herd... We've heard about herd immunity. This is herd mentality, okay?
Herb mentality.
Not herb, herd. H-E-R-D, not H-E-R-B.
Right.
Herb mentality. So,
All right, herd mentality. So if you mention Nickelback enough times, it'll do what?
What it does is reverberates out into the audience... And they all go, Nickelback, yeah, hey, you know. And they go, Henry knows about Nickelback. Excuse me, there's a hair in my nose. I'm sorry.
I didn't need to know that.
Nor I.
I'm sorry, but there is a hair hanging out of my nose. Yeah, ouch, that hurt. So Nickelback becomes on the tip of your tongue, and everyone, you know.
Yeah, but what's the point, man?
But I got it. What's the point, man?
The point is that people begin to align their sensibilities with you, and Nickelback.
A band that is very, in my opinion, what I've heard, very divisive. I mean, what makes them that way?
Yeah, why is Nickelback so divisive?
I don't know. I don't know anything about them. I've never heard of them until like 3 days ago.
Never heard of them. Well, what I'm reading here on the internet is their music is something you either really like or you really hate. They are either considered to be very deep and emotive and musically sophisticated or lame. There's no middle ground. Oh, that's really good, man. That you want me to tie my fortunes to that, huh?
I say, don't do that. What difference does it make? You know what? I bet you I could make the case that Phil Henry has seen the same way.
Oh, is that right?
God, what a chop.
Jesus.
Is that right?
That's right. You could say Phil Henry Sr. is either very deep, very, important, or lame.
All right. Well, I mean, if that's the case, then I guess Nickelback's my band, huh?
I guess. I don't know. But just for the next few days, I want you to just be the Phil Henry Show, your official Nickelback show.
Yeah, sure. That's going to happen, man.
God damn, dude.
Yeah.
That's right. That's what I do. It's something he does, Ron. Tom, your name's Tom.
Yeah, it's Tom.
We talked to a guy named Ron. It's something he does, Ron Tom. He goes, yeah. Phil loves to laugh and then realize that the laugh is going to take him to hell. And so he winds up in hell.
Yeah, so that's you get, yeah. He's going from laughing to screaming.
Yeah, that's kind of...
Yeah, so we'll keep it in mind. It's official Nickelback.
Official Nickelback show.
Yeah, that's what they... This is a Phil Henry show. Your official Nickelback show. And then people go, well, what's going on, Phil? Well, on the 14th, we'll let you know. And then, then you read up on Nickelback and you find, hey, there's a new album coming out. Make sure you're playing a new Nickelback album. Or maybe there's a documentary. Get a hold of that, see?
So what do you want me to do? Like play the...
You can play the first songs.
Yeah, there you go. When the album comes out, play the songs.
I'm going to have to pay ASCAP fees and stuff.
What a cheap creep.
God, Mr. Henry.
What a cheap creep.
I do. I got to pay ASCAP fees if I play that stuff. Unless I say, okay, here it is, the Nickelback album, once and once only, as like if it's newsworthy or something like that.
What a cheap creep that you can't...
Okay, Tom, I got it. I know your opinion of me. I'm a cheap creep, okay? You want to pay my ASCAP fees?
What do I look like, Mr. Money Picot? You know something?
There goes his voice.
Yeah, your voice is tweaking out again, Tom.
You know something? You blame me. Every time I call this show...
Yeah, your voice sounds asinine.
I don't care. Every time I call and I try to let Mr. Henry in on something good, something grump, he makes fun of me or he says, Tom Gofka, big fat pig. You guys should all burn in hell, all of you, not just Mr. Henry.
Tom, the more you talk, the dumber you sound.
I don't care. I've had it. I come on the air, I try to get my voice really low, and then finally you guys, you know what? I'm going to wander out into traffic. I'm in the middle of traffic right now. How do you feel about that?
Don't do anything stupid.
Hi.
Get out of the way, you idiot.
Yeah. How do you feel about that, Mr. Henry?
Oh, Tom, why don't you go have yourself another drink, okay? Your voice might change. Your voice might change between now and dinner.
Yo, Phil, I used to like you, and now I... Hey, look out. That truck almost ran me over. I used to like you, Phil. Now I sort of tolerate you.
Yeah, okay. Well, thanks a lot for the Nickelback info, man. And I will. This is your official Nickelback station telling you, Tom, I'm hanging up on you.
Hey, Nickelback ain't gonna like that.
Well, why do you take his call?
You're right. Why do I? Good question. Why do I take his call? That's the question of the hour for any of us. On any topic, with any person, why do I take his call?
World famous Phil Henry Show, the El Pacifico in Southern California. Executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved on Podcast One.
Don't forget, coming up this week is going to be our new newsletter. That's right, the new newsletter, right from me to you, baby. If you want to get a copy of it, register at philhenryshow.com. That's philhenryshow.com.
Set, guys. Get me a cigarette.